Man, I've been meaning to ask you something, man. Man, the world is going through craziness, man. I don't know what to even think.
You know we all go through trials and tribulations. But when we're going through, God is the one to lean on. Listen. Lean on me. Lean on me. No matter how hard it gets, lean on me. Believe in me. Believe in me. No matter how hard it gets, believe in me. Trust in me. Trust in me. No matter how hard it gets, trust in me. Believe in me. When you're feeling down, believe in me. When you're all alone, believe in me. When the money's gone, I know you can make it. Just be strong. Don't give up. Take my hand. Lean on me. God will never let you down. Keep on leaning on him. He'll make you strong. In me,
trust
in me. No matter how hard it gets,
lean on me.
Yeah, Lord, I will.
Lean on me.
I can make it.
Yeah. I know you can make it.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Lean on
when you're
me.
Burning. Good morning and welcome to House C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We are on Blog Talk Radio, Mixcloud, and several other platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and all over the internet. This is House C Production Gospel Internet Radio, located at 231 6th Avenue. Down south, as I say, in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. I have a gentleman on here that I met several years ago by the name of Mr. Flowery Robinson. He's a minister, he's a pastor, he's a singer. He'll correct everything that I got wrong. So we thank him for being a part of this program. We did a program, a pre-interview program that ran 24 minutes 2 weeks ago. And on Blog Talk Radio, under radio, for programs that's getting a lot of play, that 24 minutes is top of the list for people listening to. I hope they continue to listen to Mr. Robinson. We're going to do a prayer, and we're going to ask Mr. Robinson to come on and start in any kind of way that he wishes. Our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, the making creator of all things, we thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to sit down with Mr. Robinson, a minister and songwriter that I met several years ago down in Balabatra, Alabama. He's a powerful singer. He's a husband and a wife, a family man, and a man that loves God and loves to sing. We thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to interview him and talk about his ministry and what he's doing for the Lord. He's got a powerful program that comes out every morning, and we thank him for that and being faithful to what God has placed on his heart. He and his wife are faithful to what God has done in their life and leading them to do in the ministry. These are many blessings we ask in our son Jesus' name. We thank you. Amen. Good morning, Mr. Robinson.
Good morning. Good morning, my brother. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm okay. We are finally going to do what we've been talking about for a long time.
Yes, yes. I am so happy about that. I am.
You got the floor. Tell us about yourself and how long you've been walking with Christ, and anywhere you want to start from, you have the floor.
Amen. I thank God for this being here along the living with the living today. I thank God for that, for all He's doing in my life and everyone else's life. I thank God for this interview, and I'm so excited about this interview because God is doing so many great things, and I know He must be pleased with me because for the first time in a long time, I've just been pouring out. I mean, being on the radio, I've been on Facebook, giving God the first in the morning. I have a Facebook page every morning from Monday to Friday. And what God is doing in my life, He's just like He's opened so many doors. And I'm just so excited to be able to just walk in the presence of the Lord, knowing that God is just using me. That's what I have right now. And I'm so glad, brother. I watch you. I be listening to you a lot of times. You probably don't. Like, sometimes you probably see me. Sometimes I say something on your page. Mm-hmm. And also with your Sunday school, mm-hmm. with your lessons.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. And so I'm so happy that you're reaching out to me like this because, you know, you go through so many trials and tribulations, things in this world, and, you know, so much try to come against us, but we know what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. Satan.
But we just keep our hands and keep calling on the name of Jesus and using your gifts and letting everyone know that Jesus is soon to come back. You know, I'm beginning to enjoy. This is my first job. And I'm beginning to just enjoy every step of the way. Praise God. I give God the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like that part where you said, using your gift, and this is your first job, telling people about God and reaching out. And I find that during the Sunday school lessons, it is powerful to... Well, first, let me say this in regards to me and my ministry and what I'm doing here. I know it's about you, but it's about God mostly. All is about God. But when I began, after COVID, when everything shut down at the church and really shut down all around us, I began to read my Bible and ask God to increase my spirit, empower me spiritually, in spite of the iniquity and the falling down and the slipping and sliding that I do in my life as a human being, and fighting the sins. I ask God to increase my power spiritually. I can attest and testify to you, Pastor Robinson, God has did just that.
And amen. That has
empowered me through the Holy Spirit to continue to do what I do. I need to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I told you while back that what I had been troubled with over the years. But last night, I was sitting at the table, and I got ready to get up from the table. And I don't know why I leaned over toward the wall, but I leaned over toward the wall, and I hit my head up on the shelf there, and I hit it hard. It put a little knot in my head, and it didn't bleed, but it made a good knot. So that night that I was thinking about that, I said, God, you handle that. I don't know what that's going to do. I've heard about people getting hit and bleeding internally on the brain and different stuff like that, but I don't know what that is. But I said, you handle that.
Yes.
I asked you to clear some things that's been in my brain for years. I don't know maybe that what that was, but I don't know what it is, but you handle that. And I'll leave it right there for me, so far as my testimony and what's been happening with me lately. Tell us about your gift of music, your gift of singing and your wife and your ministry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when it comes down to myself and my wife and myself, you know, first I give the honor to God because of the fact when God gave us first, I'm starting out with God give us our good thing, give us our real. I know, no doubt in my mind that this is truly the woman that God gave me, because 12 years, I mean, when we were 12 years old, my daddy used to do revivals. And he used to go here. He was a man after God's own heart as well. And he used to do revivals, tent revivals, and that's where I met Renee family, the Robbins family from Lower Hill, Florida, right pretty close to the Alabama line. And I say that to say this, we didn't know. We was 12 years old, just in elementary school. Later on down through the years, we didn't run into each other. We got a lot older in age. And God really just showed me who my wife really was, who was my wife. And I had to really give up the ghost, give up everything just so God can show me to her, because she's a real woman of God. And so with that, even though I was back in 12 years old, he used to talk about how I used to play piano and that gift that God has given me. And people ask me, who taught you? I said, God taught me. When I started I was playing, it's playing by ear. So with the gift of my life, you know, I can't do nothing but just praise the Lord, because I had gotten one time, I never did get out of the church, but I was end up doing some things in some clubs. Believe it or not, I didn't get a chance to do it but three times in a club. And when I went to the club, I'm saying this to maybe to bless someone else, maybe. Three times in a club. And every time I went to a club with a band, I ended up singing. And when I was singing, Brother Freddie, when I was singing, I would close my eyes, and it was just like I was in church singing. Actually singing in a club. I didn't feel right. So I knew that the talent, the gift that God gave me was only for him. That was it. Mm-hmm. And so from there, writing, God blessed me to write, you know. And right now, at this moment, I have so much stuff even still in my closet that I'm still pulling out. Stuff I have created down through the years that I was... One of my cassette tapes, I guess, cassette stuff way back. Mm-hmm. That's how much God's been really dealing with me. So I thank God for the gifts and where he brought me from to this day. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. I thank him.
Oh, man. It's a great testimony. Great testimony.
Mm-hmm.
God is, he's awesome, and if you would,
yes, he is.
If you walk with him and walk by faith, he'll take you through things and clear stuff up. I'm often reminded that how over the years, I'm 78 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I have. Been the similar route that you have. I started out with playing music in local churches here as a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued to play in nightclubs and had a band and different stuff like that, and did DJ work and did all of the worldly stuff and infidelity and all this stuff along the way. And God has been with me and blessed me to continue to walk. But he's not through with me. And he's not through with you yet.
No. No, he's not.
What the Bible say in Scripture, Paul was saying, you die a little bit every day.
Yes. Praise God.
That human side of you.
Mm.
Talk about in your life how some of the things that you came through as a youngster up to now, at your total age now, over the years with you and your wife and your children and your family and your ministry now, some of that stuff is gone.
Well, one thing I can say for being proud of it is that I had some beautiful children, and my first wife, she's passed on. All my children are living. Well, I had one daughter that's passed away. She had asthma.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God, because the way my father brought me up was to give God the glory. As him, as being in a pastor's home, especially back then, they were strict. And different from the children is today. You know, back then, that you already know, we couldn't roll it. You better not roll your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you had to sit there and listen and pay attention. But down through the years, I give God all the praise, because there's a lot of things that I went through in the name of Jesus. A lot of things that it's to me, it seemed like I know what, like a lot of people listening to us right now, God has his hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the family on giving God the first in the mornings, I tell them to honor God, always give him the first. And he has his hands on you. You may not be the one, you may not feel like you that great speaker, or you that person that they can tell everybody start shouting and, you know, whatever, making people feel something, but it's not all about that. It's about God and your obedience. So there's a lot of times I was not that, as coming up, the man, I wasn't a bad person, but I was disobedience. And so sometimes God knows how, sometimes God knows how. He knows how to make you and mold you and bring you into that place that you need to be, especially when you have the gifts on your life. You have that ministry. You have that preaching voice. You have that gift of teaching. You have that gift of singing. God have a way of bringing you in. It's just a matter of you answering him and obey him and making sure that you're climbing the ladder and making sure that you have not allowed the enemy, and you give it into the enemy with your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a growing process, preacher. It's a growing process. As where I'm at today, I can truly say I wouldn't think about now to go back to where I was, because I'm pretty sure I feel like I would not want to make it back. That's how much I've grown. I know too much now. Mm-hmm. I know Satan when I see. I know I can see him. I can sometimes I see him when he's dealing with people, when he's trying to destroy them. But as a man of God today, I can tell you that I'm a true soldier in the army of the Lord. And so I see so many people falling. And the Bible speaks about the last days when people are going to fall.
Falling away.
But you know, that keeps my head up. It keeps me alert. The Holy Ghost brings everything back to my memories. And when some temptation comes my way, my Holy Ghost stands up,
mm-hmm,
and says, remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God, because I have come a long ways, a long ways. Mm-hmm. And every song that I have written have a meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And almost have the scars to show. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, it's powerful. Mm-hmm. Faith, Hebrews 11 and 1. And hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second. Stand by. I'm just going to stop just for a minute.
Okay.
We're back with Mr. Robinson. And we are sorry about that interruption. God is good. Go ahead. Tell us, we were talking about your faith and God today. I had spoke of Hebrews 11 and 1, which is dealing with the issues of faith. How you can't please God without faith.
That's right. Correct. Right. Right.
Tell us about your faith.
Praise God. Yes, I can tell you a lot about that. I thank God, but you know, you can't please God without faith. You have to have faith. And coming up as a young boy, living in a father's home, you know, even though I went to high much and how much you pray. And when you're coming up from a child on up, there's going to be some times when you try in the fire. There's going to be times when things going to come onto you and you sometimes you feel like you just see like, am I going to make it? There's sometimes things comes up on you where you just have to, you cry out to God. And we know crying out, we know that trouble makes us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't have trials and tribulations, we probably wouldn't do anything. We probably sit down.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God because the faith was built up in me by my trials and tribulations and holding on. God bring me out of one thing, he bring me out of another one. And I always said down through the years, Lord, you brought me through that one. I know you can bring me through this one. And I have the faith to believe that it's going to happen again. When you pour out, when you know, just know that God is on your side. Even though sometimes it gets cloudy, even though your mind seems like it gets cluttered sometimes, but that cloud will go away when you hold on to God, change his hands, and hold on to the faith that God has given you. Sometimes you have to prove it to yourself. Then God says, he comes and says, farewell, my child. So I know about faith.
Mm-hmm.
I know about faith.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, down through the years, God has really dealt with me. And I'm here today. People say, how old are you? I'm 63 mm-hmm. this year. And looking back and looking at young men and women, because I have made up my mind to follow Jesus, to not allow no devil to try to turn me around. And we know the hardest thing with us as human is our flesh. Hmm. We already know what the flesh does. And when we turn to something, touch something we had no business touching,
mm-hmm.
there's things that happen behind that. Mm-hmm. That's why you see so many men, women, pastors, and everyone else falling because of their flesh. But the faith walk, you got to have that faith and believe. Even though when something tries to tempt you, think about the faith. Turn it around and say no, just like they say no to drugs. You got to tell sin no in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good. He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes, God.
First Corinthians 16 and 13 talks about standing fast in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Standing fast. In other words, stuff can happen and knock you off.
Mm.
Stuff can be going on and the world knock you here and knock you there. Mm-hmm. And he'll hit you where you really hurt, where your heart mm-hmm. is, like with your wife or with your children or something that you don't.
Yes.
I remember when I was born again and I had, this was at the end of my, coming to the end of my worldly existence of playing in nightclubs and traveling and infidelity and all that stuff that I did.
Right.
And I was walking and crying and God was telling me stuff I had to give up and who I had to give up and different. And it finally got down to my the daughter that I had mm-hmm. in an infidelity when I was in the military. And he said, I had to give her up too. And I said, even her. And he said, yeah. In other words, nothing before me.
Mm-hmm.
he didn't want anything before him.
That's right. That's right.
And I tell you today, it's a challenge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge. You're right. You're definitely right. You know, the enemy is not going to come to you real hard if something he knows is not going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, he's going to come mostly sometimes the closest one to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come close. He'll use things that you love. And we sometimes can, and this is where I have grown a lot, we can allow things to be our God and don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
We can, our money for one of them. That's why a rich man that says, what does it say? It's hard for a rich man.
For a rich man to go through the camel and an eye of a needle. Camera to go yes. through the eye of a needle. It's just that difficult.
Mm-hmm. And so we can use a house for a God. And people don't realize that you can use a wife or husband for a God.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing's supposed to be before God. Nothing. And I know that sometimes when we're fighting for a situation that one of our children, maybe something going on with them, mm-hmm. they may not go the way we want them to go. And those are things, those strongholds, that's what the enemy try to come in to get you. When they do stuff you don't like they're doing, and you know they're failing through mm-hmm. that error, you see them going down a dark road.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the enemy try to come in and hurt you. Hit you in your heart, make you feel bad, make you feel, he called himself beating you up.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But the love that's in our heart, our spirit, man, that kept our anointing, our chill, all this, we got to grab it, we have to keep it and hold on to it and seek God. And sometimes, preacher, we have to sometimes fast and pray. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, what the word says, some things come by fasting and praying in the name of Jesus. And I would like to share something with you. Just happened the other day
mm-hmm.
in a dream that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, you know, I'm going to stay prayerful, you know, when we go to bed at night. But this particular morning, I slept a little longer. I normally be up about 5 o'clock. And so when I woke up, my wife was standing over me. And because I told her, when I get up, I don't know why I must want to do the Lord's Prayer every morning before we get up. We do it at night. I said, when I get up, I want to do it again. So she said, you ready for it? She saw that I was in a deep sleep. And I looked up and she was standing over me. And when I opened my eyes, the spirit of fasting, God said, fast today. I haven't eaten anything since this is morning, so I haven't eaten since that night. I fast. Well, she went right along with me, right alongside me, and we fast and we prayed. And I just gave myself to God. I said, God, what do you want me to do? God said to me, you get on the line on give God the first in the morning. That's the best you know to go on. And just pray. He had a prayer. Brother, he had to prayer. This prayer was in my spirit. Just pray. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to pray for? He said, I want you to pray. You and your wife. Pray for the nation. Pray for your friends. Pray for the families. Pray for the president. Pray for the county. Pray for, just pray. And I did that. I just prayed, cried out to God, and we just prayed. Now, this, I said this to say this. When you obey God, when you really obey God, I know some of you have really, God had really dealt with you about some things, and he gave you confirmation. But this particular time, when God told me to pray, it just seemed like the heavens had opened up to me. I had so many great things come forth. People coming, men passing by the house, stopping, talking to me, don't even know me. I live in, you know, a brand new subdivision where nobody hardly knew or know anyone, but you know, I'm learning my neighbors. But this man drove by or stopped. And I didn't know him. He was a white brother. Mm-hmm. He stopped and he talked with me. And he just started talking. Didn't realize that I was going to end up ministering to this man. Mm-hmm. He didn't know me and I didn't know him. When we started to, God started to. He started, I think he did. I think the brother did. He started talking about how this world is. Then I turned around and told him who I was, a pastor. He had his truck running. When I said pastor, he cut that truck off. And he sat back in his chair, in his truck. He said, I knew that I was going to run into somebody today. And we prayed. We just talked a while. We talked a while. And I don't take anything for granted. I say, when God brings something to me, I say, Lord, you have your way. It's not about me. Mm-hmm. Maybe this brother. But this brother, when he left, he said, I'm getting ready to go to see another brother right now. He said, one thing I'm going to first tell him, that I have met a man of God. He said, I'm going to tell him all about you. I said, anytime you want to talk, you come this way, and we can talk. And so many doors was opened up because my obedience. It's not that I haven't had doors open up, but it just seemed like it was an overflow. Mm-hmm. I was just walking through an overflow. And I don't take nothing as small, just like last night. I pulled up in my yard, these little guys. So I'm saying, what is this? Okay? Mm-hmm. Little guys come to me, Mr. Robinson, this dog, he showed up. You know, we need to turn to God. I don't care what it is, what it looks like, and what comes up. He said, so I called, trying to find out who the dog belongs to. It was a kind of almost a puppy, almost. He wasn't a real small puppy. But there, right there, I'm telling you to say this. The young men, I never did touch the dog. Mm-hmm. The little men was out there. But when I went into the house, well, I said, where did it come from? I said, I don't know. I tried to call a pound. But let me tell you reason why I'm telling you this. I have not touched the dog. Mm-hmm. When I went out, I gave the dog to another little guy. He said, my mom said I can't keep it. I already got a dog. Come to the house, my wife and I looking at TV. He come knock on the door, gave me the dog. I said, leave him out. I still haven't touched the dog. I said, leave him out. Let's take it. I said, right now, I don't know what to do with the dog because I tried. Before we went to bed, we looked at the door, and the dog was come to my house. He could have went to anywhere. Those guys was taking that little dog everywhere. Mm-hmm. He come right back to my house, right there. I never heard this dog bark. He have never barked. I still haven't heard him bark. He's still in my house right now. He's in my garage. But I'm saying it to say this. My wife is scared of dogs. Mm-hmm. And I was asking God, I said, Lord, my wife don't want a pet. But if in my desire, if I can get one, so she can get that fear because she was bitten when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking right now that this may be, because I got to go see who this dog belongs to, see if he has a chip. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, it was unused for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know how to act like a dog. He didn't bark. He didn't run. He didn't do anything but sit there and just look at you. And when I got up this morning, I went and got him some dog food, put him in the diet, and he was just like I'm telling you, he just like he was meat and humble.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't jump on my wife. Didn't, she wasn't scared. Every time she see a dog, brother, she should run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what side it was. So, well, I don't know. I said, God, you have your way. Maybe God is showing he's going to use this little dog to get her out of that fear. You see, mm-hmm. She really scared of dogs. But I said that to say this, that overflow that God had given me on yesterday again, I think I don't know if I shared it with you. Mm-hmm. If you keep your head above the water, if you make sure that you don't, that you have given yourself to God, you know that you're leaning on God, just like my song says,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be an overflow comes to you. Mm-hmm. And you look around, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I needed some music because I'm getting back on the road again. I'll be coming back to Alabama. I'll be coming back to Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be coming somewhere everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I need some equipment because someone broke into one of the churches.
Mm-hmm.
That I had my equipment. I had some great equipment. Stole my stuff. And I said, God, I need some stuff back again. I need my music. I got up yesterday. My wife got home. I said, "Wife, I need to go and look around for some music." And the first thing came to my mind was the Guitar Center. Mm-hmm. I went over there, brother. I don't know if the Guitar Center is in Mobile or not. I don't know where Guitar Center is at. I guess they are everywhere. I didn't know these guys were going out of business. God sent me to this place when stuff was marked down.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up, brother, I'm telling you, I picked up, you're going to see it when we get back together. I picked up the whole system, speakers and all. Whole system, less money mm-hmm. than if I would have bought it at a high price.
Mm-hmm.
It came on to my wife. I said, "This is God." God told me to go to the Guitar Center. I went. Now we have what we need.
mm-hmm.
I am ready to get on the road. I am ready to come to your church. I am ready to make a joyful noise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. God is good. Fast today and pray. What to pray for? The nation, people, family. Mm-hmm. Awesome indeed.
Yes.
Pastor Robinson, I have enjoyed talking to you. I thank you for us being faithful and committing to what was placed on our hearts, so forth. You mm-hmm. and I talking in an interview. And I thank you. I thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm going to add this 44 minutes to the other 25 minutes that
mm-hmm.
we did a pre-program, and I'm let the audience know that this is the culmination of what we had planned to do, and God has made it come true.
Yes.
I would like for you to close us with prayer, God mm-hmm. willing.
Yes, because this station, what's your call station?
Radio station. House C Internet Radio.
Say it again.
House C Internet Radio.
Internet Radio. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this radio station. I thank you for Freddie Howard, man, a man that love God. Lord, I thank you for putting us together when I met him a couple of years ago.
I thank you for putting him in my life. I thank you for this interview today. Lord, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, bless this radio station, that it will go far, that many voices will hear this man of God and what he's doing to help the body of Christ. Lord, I pray for everyone that's listening to us today. Lord, I ask you that something will go into their ear and stay there and bless them, and they will increase something that we said today will stay in their spirit and lift them up in the name of Jesus. I thank you, my Jesus. Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Robinson. God bless you, son.
Thank you.
God continue to bless your ministry and your wife and you all's family, and everything is yours.
Yes. Praise God.
It's been good, sir.
It's been nice.
Yeah.
And also tell the people that if they want to call on me,
all right,
they can. They can. I give them my email.
Okay, and that's
my name.
Yeah, give them all your information. Go ahead.
My email is Fleury Robinson. That's spelled FLIERY Robinson at gmail.com. You can contact us in Jacksonville at 904-672-5614. And you can call us anytime. My wife is a powerful speaker. I'm one of the God that loves the Lord. Sing right along with us. Whatever you have, you want God to do, we're able to. Whatever God uses us for, we will come to do just that. Mm-hmm. And I got a Facebook page with Fleury Robinson Senior. And from Monday to Fridays, I'm on Give God the First in the morning at 7:30 Eastern Time. So I thank you, brother, for allowing me to be able to give that information out.
Mm-hmm. Give your phone number again, please. Your phone number.
904-672-5614.
All right, those of you that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, those of you that are listening on Mixcloud, and all of the inner places that you find the Housey Ministry, we hope these words that were spoken today will give light to your life in regards to faith and walking with Christ in faith.
Yes.
On behalf of all of us here at Housey Production Gospel Internet Radio, Housey Radio, located at 231 6th Avenue in Beatrice, Alabama, we thank you. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.